USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Arirang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution.
High-level peace talks in Turkey bear no results. Ukraine's foreign minister said he discussed a 24-hour ceasefire with his Russian counterpart, but no progress was made as Moscow's representative defended its invasion and said it was going as planned. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said he secured no promise from Russia's Sergei Lavrov to halt firing so aid could reach civilians, including the main humanitarian priority, evacuating hundreds of thousands of people trapped in harm's way. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland today to shore up solidarity with Polish President Duda.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Disgraced actor Jussie Smollett will learn his fate today for faking a racial attack and blaming President Trump supporters.
3 months after a jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of lying to police in a staged attack, the Empire actor will return to court to hear his sentencing. Smollett was convicted of 5 of 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. He was acquitted on a 6th count. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison per count. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
With the exception of Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, and American Samoa, it's daylight savings time this weekend. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Congress finally delivers a budget this week, and NASA gets most of what it wants. Congress will provide NASA with a budget of $24 billion. That's about $700 million more than NASA received for fiscal year 2021. The group Voter GA released evidence on how election results were electronically manipulated in Georgia. During a press conference, the organizer's co-founder, Garland Favorito, outlined the investigation's findings of a cloud computing scheme that was used in Fulton County's general election.
Every vote had some type of a manipulation problem. Literally every vote in Fulton County had some type of a manipulation problem. We know that the ballots are not going to add up to the election results, but we honestly don't know what the real election results are in Fulton County. And I can tell you Fulton County doesn't know what they are. All 374,128 in-person ballot images from the 524,000 that Fulton certified, they're all missing. All 370, these are all the in-person votes, all the in-person ballot images are missing. And that's the violation of federal and state law. Well, we also have 132,284 mail-in ballot images that cannot be authenticated either because they are missing their authentication files.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.